The co-op couldn't make it work financially. Marketing manager John Bryant says the tract on Blue Hills Drive needed too much work to be profitable in the short term. He also says there is another, less preferable option.
Hanging on to the property with losses year after year is not the best management of our resources there. So it is on the table to sell the property.
But the Grandin Road-based co-op would prefer to hang on to the 17-acre tract it purchased from Roanoke City and opened as its urban farm to great fanfare about 4 years ago. So they've been asking for input from co-op owners and from the general public.
Our hope is that by the beginning of the year, we have it narrowed down to a small group of ideas and small group of organizations. And then sometime around March, we're able to start moving forward.
Bryant says a community forum held in April already yielded plenty of great ideas. They'll accept other suggestions through next Tuesday. See the Roanoke Natural Foods Co-op website to make a pitch on future uses for Heritage Point. Gene Morano, WFIR News.